Uh-oh.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
We got to arrange the music a little bit. Get a different song up.
Yeah, we're going to just give this one more. We're going to try this one more time. Hold on one second here. Because the great Brian Altheimer is out today. Young Dan Long is in for him, and that's...
That's not the walk-up music
that is not.
We have for Carrie Wood. But Dan didn't know that. So.
No, he did not.
There we go.
Everybody's running around. Three producers just got fired in that, like, 15 seconds right there. It was the damnedest thing I've ever seen. All right, here we go.
That feels better.
Carrie Wood is on the Super Celebrity Hotline, as he is every Thursday at 4:40 to talk baseball. Very exciting. Although, I want to tell you something. Keep it up. This is important. Don't play my music. This is the part that gets Carrie really good and pumped.
You need that part
right now. Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. All right. Feel better now? Do you feel better?
I feel better. I thought I called the wrong show. I didn't know.
I was like, Carrie can't come on after that.
Yeah, it's all good. Hey, before we even start talking about baseball here for a second, I want to talk about something. You know, you've been promoting all spring this Battle of the Bats. And this is a very, very cool thing where people are able to come out to Wrigley Field, and they bought these teams for $3,500 a piece, and they took batting practice. And we're able to hit, you know, the balls out of Wrigley Field. I mean, this is just, you know, people who've dreamt their whole life. To me, that's even better than fantasy camp, because it's one day and you're there. Plus, you get the jersey, you get all kinds of cool stuff. But because of the weather yesterday, which was just wacky. I mean, that storm that moved through in the afternoon was terrible. You guys had to postpone, right?
We did. We postponed it before in the morning, and I was kind of glad to see it finally rain. It was beautiful most of the day, and we were kind of kicking ourselves thinking, what happened to the storms that were coming in? But they finally did come. But yeah, we were able to postpone it. We were able to grab another date. The Cubs were able to give us another date, so it's going to be July 10th, Sunday, July 10th. So we're gonna move it back another month or so, and give teams and give some high school kids, especially, a chance to fundraise and open up some more spots for some high school kids to come out there and hit. So, and I think we are going to have an open team. There's another team that was officially in and can't make the 10th, so we do have a spot that opened up, so there's another team out there. So we've got a spot open again.
All right, so cubs.com/derby or woodfamilyfoundation.org. Either one of those places can get you the proper information, and the you can sign up online for all that. So it's very, very cool, and it turns out to be a home run derby at the end, but...
It is, yeah. It's a home run. We'll take batting practice and get some hacks in, and everybody gets loose, and then we have a formatted official home run derby with outs and a couple three different rounds and ultimately crown a champion at the end. So it's a fun day on the field, and it's just great that some of the guys are out there shagging. They've got their shoes off. They're just barefoot shagging in Wrigley Field, and it's a pretty special day for a lot of people.
Let's talk about the White Sox for just a second. Chris Sale going for that 10-0 in 10 starts. Jake Arrieta could go 10-0, but that's in 11 starts. The last guy to go 10-0 in 10 starts was 116 years ago. So it's a pretty incredible thing. Chris Sale had sort of a rocky outing from the very beginning, from the first inning. How much of that kind of a record is in a pitcher's head? You know, it's not like it's not going to be an in-game record. It's not going to be a strikeout number. It's not going to necessarily be a no-hitter. But you have to think about it, for the days leading up.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a tough part. Like you said, in-game record, you don't have time to think about it. You're just doing it. You've got 4 days in between each start to listen to all the hype and read all the papers and hear how close you are to the record. And so it's tough. It's like the home run race when these guys were chasing the home run record. It was... The media blitz was crazy, and I still can't fathom how those guys were able to deal with that and still go out and perform. But Sale's been great. Obviously, he's he's in the conversation of the best pitcher in the game, and he looks great. So I see them just continuing to go forward.
Yeah. All right, over to the north side.
His deception to me is what's great about him. Is obviously left-handed stuff is there. He hides the ball well, and he's funky, and the guys just can't pick it up.
Well, explain that for a second, because that's very interesting. You're seeing something I think that 99% of baseball fans aren't, including me. When you say deception, what do you mean?
Well, he's got the ball just doesn't come out of the spot where everybody for other pitchers. Like Jake Arrieta throws across his body, quite. quite a bit for a right-hander. And these guys have deception. The right-handers, when it comes out of their hand, it's coming from behind them. So when they let go of the ball, it's hard for them to commit to a pitch like they normally do when it's coming out of a normal, you know, over-the-top arm slot. These guys throw across their body, and they're coming from behind the hitter. Sales have got to be a nightmare on lefties and righties as well with his slider. But these guys, just it's the deception and the angles. It's the angle the ball comes out and the angles that the hitters have to adjust to, which is what separates these guys.
Yeah, and on the north side, Kerry, what else can we say about Jake Arrieta? 20 consecutive wins in a row. He has a bad outing, I mean, for his standards, and the Cubs still find a way to win. They put up a six spot in the third inning for him. What can you say about Jake Arrieta, putting it into perspective from your vantage compared to what anybody else has ever done in a full calendar year?
It's ridiculous what we're seeing in Chicago from on both sides. But what Jake's done is unheard of, and he doesn't like you said, he showed sign of being human the other night, and we bailed him out, and the Cubs do what they do, and Zobrist has just been amazing. He's on fire and just an RBI machine. So these guys you've got a good enough team where Jake can go out and have the worst outing of his year, and we still have a chance to win the game and do win the game. And you know, Hayward's not a 217 hitter and Rizzo's not a 230 hitter. These guys haven't even gotten going yet. So it's nice to know that these guys can have off nights and the team will pick them up. And it says a lot about the group.
How much fun is it to beat the St. Louis Cardinals versus any other team?
How great. And the fact that you know they beat them and they have been beating them, it feels like if there was any mental advantage that the Cardinals used to have, it feels like that's gone.
Yeah, and you know what? We're not done. They got a lot of beatings coming. I say keep beating them.
I like the way that sounds.
We owe them a lot more, I think. So it's always fun to beat the Cardinals. But we got to watch out for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's a great team, and they're only four back now. We've gone 4-6 in our last 10 games, so we got two. We picked up two from St. Louis, which we choose, but we gotta just stay focused on what we're doing. And Pittsburgh's always going to be in the mix too. So. But it definitely is fun to always fun to beat the Redbirds.
Mm-hmm. And then you had that one fan. Did you guys see that sitting behind home plate with the Cubs hat on and the Cardinals jersey on? And like social media went nuts. We were like, who is this guy? The most confused fan in all of sports.
It's an error on the fan.
It was like,
yeah, I'm not sure how you can't decide on that one.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to decide.
Isn't it?
Unless there's like a mixed marriage situation going on there, you know?
It was one guy. He was there. I know, he was there by himself.
But he had only one ticket, couldn't bring his wife. And so
she said,
listen, I'm a Cubs fan, put the damn hat on. And he did, because the hat's the easier thing to get than the jersey, right? And neither fit him right either. It looked like, you know what it looks like? It looks like he lost a bet.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Lost a bet. No question. Maybe
that
a fantasy baseball league. Loser has to wear Cubs and Cardinals gear.
And sit right in back where you're on camera every pitch. And people are going to just flame the, you know, stuffing.
He's a guy that can't decide what to order ever.
Right.
Every meal, he can't decide what to order.
Exactly.
I can't pick.
Is it the hot dog or the hamburger? Imagine being behind that kind of concession line. Imagine that crap. Oh, my gosh.
Even mustard or ketchup.
Yeah.
Where do we go?
I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, okay. So now we mentioned it a little bit. You know, that there's a little softening here. And this is really what baseball is all about. I mean, the way that the Cubs came out of the gate. Unexpected by everybody, and everybody knew they had to settle back in. It's how do you keep the, you know, how do you got to win 66% essentially is what you got to do. You want to win two out of every three.
That's right. You try to win a series. Go win the series, and that's your motto going in. You get a chance for a sweep. You win the first two. You try to go for the sweep, but you go into cities trying to win a series. You come home. You try to win home series and try to win as many as you can, and that's it. And these guys are professional. They know it's a long season. They've got great leadership, the coaches, the staff. Everyone knows it's a long season. You're going to have ups and downs, and you battle through them. And you know, I think both sides are fine. Cleveland's getting a little bit hot and playing a little bit better baseball, but, you know, the Sox have been on a rough little streak. So they got a chance to turn it around, and I think both sides are fine. It's a little, still a little too early to talk about the Subway Series.
Oh, you, wait! You didn't even let me ask the question.
That question was coming, Gary. He tried to preempt you there.
You know, he just—he's
sick of you asking it every single week.
You know what he did? He cue blocked me. Is what he did right there. That's what he did. Like, I can't get the question in.
But we can dream about an Arrieta Chris Sale matchup in the Crosstown Series. It went mid July, I think they face off. So at least we can dream about that. That would be awesome,
right? Because it's four. Oh, they've got to do that, right? Because it's got to go.
It all just depends on scheduling and where it everybody lines up. But, yeah, I think fingers crossed for everybody in town to watch an Arrieta Sale matchup.
Oh,
that would be incredible.
That would be cool. You know, we actually have a – I think Dodgers are coming to town, so maybe we might get a chance. I got to look and see if we get a Kershaw. Maybe get a Kershaw Arrieta matchup. That'd be a good one, too.
It's amazing how pitching is so strong in Major League Baseball right now.
Well, and as good as Arrieta's been, Kershaw's actually been better. I think if you look at his numbers in the month of May, he has more complete game shutouts than he does walks. He has 3 complete game shutouts and 2 walks issued in 5 starts.
Is this about conditioning, Kerry, do you think? What is this about?
I don't know. I think it's just preparation and video, and these guys are just so dialed into their bodies And I know that's what he does for Jake, and I know Kershaw's the same way. These guys are just so dialed into the way their bodies feel, what they respond to, and what works. And they watch so much video, and they're so prepared. I was more of a stuff guy. I just hoped I could get through the lineup, just throw it as hard as I could, and aim that way. These guys are very prepared, and it's fun to watch them go about their business. And so I'm not sure what it is, but there's some impressive pitching going on in the big leagues the last couple of years.
And
it's fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a little different than when Rick and Paul Rushell were taking the mound for the Cubs back in the 1970s. One guy had the black glasses on. Like, I wasn't quite sure exactly where he was at any given moment. They were eating. They would actually eat on the mound while they were pitching. It was very, very different.
That was allowed then.
Yeah, it was allowed
Charlie Hoff was smoking cigarettes in between innings.
Yeah.
Did they do that?
Sometimes they'd be just dripping out of their mouth from the mound. Yeah, I got it. Hold on a second. I got to put it down.
An ashtray on the behind the mound.
Those were the days. Yeah.
Come a long way since then.
Yes, it has. Yeah. Well, they used to say, I mean, it wasn't that was the legend about Babe Ruth when he would play at Comiskey, was that he would go to the bar down the
street.
Yeah, in between when if he had an at bat at the last in the last out in the previous inning, he would leave the dugout and go to the bar and then come back.
Get a hot dog and a beer.
Yeah, I don't know if that ever happened, but I love that fact that story is out there.
It's a great story.
All right, don't forget, Sunday, July 10th, the Kerry Wood and Friends Battle of the Bats Charity Home Run Derby has been rescheduled for that. It was postponed yesterday because of weather. It'll be back. There are some slots because of that change that have opened up. Go to cubs.com/derby or woodfamilyfoundation.org if you'd like to sign up for that. Take batting practice and then take part in a home run derby at Wrigley Field. Can you imagine anything better for a Cubs fan than that?
No, my gosh, what an experience. When you say a slot, though, Kerry, how many people can be there as part
of that? It's a team of 4, or an individual can put up the money himself, but you can fundraise and you get a team of 4. There's a team of 4, a slot opened up of a team of 4. So.
All right.
And there's spots for high school kids as well. We're going to open up some more slots for the high school kids to fundraise and get a chance to. Their high school seasons will be over, and their baseball season will be over, so a lot more kids will be able to get out there during the day and do it.
Awesome. Cubs.com/derby. All right. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Talk to you next week.
Guys.
All right.
Thanks.